For the past week and a half, Mark Zuckerberg has been losing face a bit on the stock market, but this week his company is moving ahead with plans for a major expansion into its headquarters in the Silicon Valley suburb of Menlo Park.
On Tuesday, the Menlo Park City Council voted unanimously to approve the expansion in exchange for $8.5 million from the company. For our midday extra, the mayor of Menlo Park, Kirsten Keith, joins us now to talk about the proposal. Good morning, Mayor Keith.
Good morning. It's good to be here. Thank you.
Now, Menlo Park welcomed Facebook a year ago. How has Facebook changed Menlo Park?
Well, I think that now every time you hear the word Facebook, you hear Menlo Park. Headquarters are
it's
in Menlo
true,
Park.
Right.
And it's really put Menlo Park on the map. And we're very happy to have them as our new neighbors here in Menlo Park.
You know, economists like to talk about the multiplier effect when you have a big employer in a town like that. Do you actually see it? I mean, is it just the $8.5 million, or does the wealth percolate into the community in different ways?
It really does, and they've been terrific neighbors. I mean, the wealth that will percolate down to the community is evident, but right now they've already been giving grants to some of our nonprofits in the community in San Mateo County, such as HART, the Housing Endowment and Regional Trust, for housing purposes. And they've hired people from Job Train, which is here in Menlo Park, and it trains people to get jobs, which is what we need. So they've been very good community neighbors so far. They've really reached out to the Bellhaven community east of 101 and been involved with the schools. I mean, Mark Zuckerberg spoke at Beechwood School last year at their graduation ceremony. So and I could go on and on with the things that they've done.
Well, speaking of neighbors, from what I understand, there have been worries about excess traffic and expansion, and with the neighboring city, Atherton, has apparently threatened a lawsuit. What do you say to some of those concerns?
You know, we have done an environmental impact review and environmental impact report, and through that report, we found that there was a peak in traffic in the p.m. time, for the 4 to 6, and Facebook is already contributing 30% to fix that intersection, to make changes to it, and we feel that we have made it very compliant and very safe, and that the changes that we want to offer, that we have offered to Atherton, make sense. And Atherton actually approved the same sort of changes for this intersection through two previous environmental impact reports. So it's curious why now there's a difference.
Now, it has not been the most fabulous 2 weeks for our friends at Facebook. How's the community reacted to the way that the initial public offering went?
Well, I think it's, you know, I don't work at Facebook. I don't have Facebook stock. I think it's a disappointment for them the way that it was handled on the NASDAQ. But, you know, they're going to have to figure that out. It's not for me to comment on their stock.
Mayor Keith, do you actually have a Facebook page, a profile up on that?
I have a Facebook page, yes. In fact, I have two.
Two? You have like the mayor one and the personal one?
No, I'm running for San Mateo County Board of Supervisors. So I have a supervisor page up, and then I have a personal Facebook page, which I've had for a number of years.
Kirsten Keith is the mayor of Menlo Park. Mayor Keith, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.